Welcome to Unleash Your Courage. I'm your host, Angela Schroeder. Excited to have Brant from Jill's office with me here today. And you even made the intro video already.
Man, I feel so privileged. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Oh, excited to have you. Excited to have you. And whether you're listening live on Church Step Radio in the Facebook group, or you are listening by recording, we are glad you're here. If you're live with us on Facebook, make sure that you register with StreamYard and leave us a comment so that we know you're here. If you don't register with StreamYard, I can't see and like call out. I'm not sure who said let's go. But I love putting the comments up here. So we'll go ahead and get started, Brant. And why don't you start off by telling our audience just a little bit about you?
Yeah. So again, my name is Brant. I am the owner of Jill's office. Super excited to be here. A little bit about me. Married. My wife is the other owner of Jill's office. Autumn is her name. And we have two little rambunctious kids, 3 and 7 years old. We are from Utah, live in Utah. We spend a lot of time with our kids, a lot of time. My 7-year-old's into sports, and so recently a lot of football games. Pretty excited about that. I spend a lot of time barbecuing. I love to eat, so might as well cook my own food. So spend a lot of time doing that. But yeah, started Jill's office 8 years ago. I worked at in a call center before and hated my job, so I decided to start a job that didn't suck by starting a call center that didn't suck. So, we've been growing it ever since, and 8 years down the road, here we are, and pretty excited about what we've done.
Awesome. I love that. Start a job that didn't suck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're going to dive into lots of that. I want to hear more about your kids and stuff too. But is so started Jill's office 8 years ago. Was that your first church? Cooks for me too. Okay. I can't wait to know. I get distracted by the Facebook comments and then I want to know who put them. So if you're commenting on Facebook, let us know who it is. Okay, so when you started Jill's office, is that the first business that you started?
Yeah, so Jill's office is the first business. I do come from a family of a lot of entrepreneurs. So my dad owned his own business, his whole life, and all my aunts and uncles own their own business. So wasn't unfamiliar with the business owner territory, but this is Jill's office is my first business that I've ever owned.
Awesome. And what made you, besides starting a job that didn't suck, what motivated you to, want to start your own business and really like take that leap of courage and go out on your own?
Yeah, so great question. Being surrounded by a family of entrepreneurs, I kind of always knew that I wanted to start a business. Like I remember, right out of high school, it's like, oh, do I start a lawnmowing business? So it's like, hey, let's go start a Jamba Juice. Like, who knows? You're just throwing everything out that you want to do, and then you go to college, you got married, and just kind of started down the job route. And for me personally, I was a good employee. But I'm like, it just wasn't the right fit for me. And so, when, the right idea came and, I pitched it to my wife and she's like, that sounds stupid. So I'm like, let's do it. Let's do the business. So, that's in business partner. So it's all
So
good
tell
too.
me about being a business partner with your wife. What is that like?
It's awesome. I remember back in the day, when we very first started, I'm like, I don't know if I could be in business with my wife, because it's just like, number one, like she's already had her own career going, and it's just like I kind of want to do what I want to do, but it's just like we're married, we see each other all the time, but now it's like you see each other all the time, every single minute of the day, and it's we had a lot to work on, especially when it comes from being married and then being business partners. And there was, some confrontation, not yelling or anything like that. It's just like, well, I think I should do it this way. She thinks we should do it that way, And so, but we learned to compromise. We learned to really work together, and I think it was a great thing for us in our marriage. And it's helped us a lot. Now, it's hard when at home. you go home and you still talk about work. And it's just like, when does it stop? You know, so we've worked a lot on that to when it's family time and not work time. But, you know, we've came to a pretty healthy medium right now.
I love it. You said a lot of good things in there of like, yeah, you were married and then business partners. And I love the inflection of like, now we're together all the time.
Yeah,
exactly. That there are so many elements in that of doing business and life together. And JC is watching, so he says hi.
Hey, JC.
And Jake is the one who said, I love to eat too. But JC comes from him. But it is a different element. And I think that you can not hide so much, but that's what I thought in when you're together all the time, you know, as business partners and a partner in life together. There are those breaks, there's things, you're still independent and doing your own things. And when you're business partners as well and working in business together, it's like you're really doing all of it together. And there isn't this thing that's just on your own and you, that it blends. And there's so much more vulnerability required 100%. In that, because there's not the places that you can hide, that you can go be this person at work and it be a mess and just come home and that be, it's like you are sharing all of those and those roles and working together, as well. And trying to just fit it all.
Yeah. You feel a lot of the same stresses, right? You, you know, when people work two separate jobs or they own two separate companies or anything like that, you can come home and you can share different things because, you know, there are two different worlds you're living in terms when it comes to, you know, work, you know, that, but when you're together, you're feeling it, a lot of the same things. And mm-hmm. at the same time, that's where it's good to have a good team around you to help you. But that's where you learn to really, you know, find, you know, faith in each other that, you know, you don't let it affect your family and your marriage because you're feeling the same things, but you're able to work through it, you know, over time.
Mm. Feeling the same things. That's a good comment on that, because if there's stresses in the business and you're going through something and you, there's so much power and energy in working in the goal together, but when that goal doesn't get met or there's some type of failure in the business, something lacking, you're right. You're both feeling that. You both have the weight of that. And in people that aren't in business together, then you can go home and kind of be fed by the partner and supported, because sometimes you're in different ebbs and flows of energy. And then yep. the same thing is true for at home, right? There's bound to be struggles in the family, whether something happens with the kid and there's a discipline thing or extended family or, you know, different things in the relationship. You're not going to work your career to get fed and escape from that and get, you know, supported by a different energy, because it's all the same. So you have to figure out how to flow in that together.
Yeah, exactly.
Jake has a question resulting that is, what is the biggest challenge you've found in working with your spouse?
I think the biggest challenge is also the biggest reward. And that's like having your own space. Because a lot of times it's like when I'm doing something and it's just like, am I encroaching on what Autumn's trying to do? You know, am I getting in her way for her growth, or, you know, vice versa? And that took a lot from us to actually like figure that out, because it was just like when you're owning a business and you're like trying to move forward, well, you know, different ideas, different things, different ways of doing things. I am more of a visionary. She's an implementer, you know, but we're business owners. And so especially when we have those different personalities, you know, and we're trying to grow and have our own space with inside of that, that was hard. And it's still hard to this day, because it's just like, well, I think we should do this. And it's like, you know, but we learn our boundaries and we learn our personalities and we know how to give and take. And, you know, me knowing I'm a visionary, her knowing she's an implementer, and that's a very important role, and how to best support those in being a business owner.
Well, that's what I was going to go into next is, which one are you? Are you? And that is, okay. I figured that you were the visionary, but I didn't know. So you do complement each other in the visionary and integrator roles, which yeah. I'm not saying is easier or isn't, but that's a whole nother dynamic in business partnership. And if you have those roles, and that naturally leads to, again, some things that are the best, right? Because those two work very well together in running a business, but it also means keeping each other in check.
Yeah. You know, especially as a visionary, I come in, I sit in my meetings. I'm like, hey guys, I have this idea. We're going to have this done next month. Okay. We're doing it right now. And it's just like, then, you know, Autumn, who is the implementer, who's like, well, you didn't think about this, you know? And it's just like, okay, I didn't think about it, but let's do it. And she's like, well, but then you got to think about this, you know, because I don't think of the small details. That's where my struggle is. But that's where her passion is, you know? And it's like, well, man, this idea is going to be great. You know, again, complementing each other, but again, working with each other for her to understand how she can work with me and how I can work with her, being those two separate people. So it's great.
I love it. So JC and I have talked about on our show a lot and in lives, we are both visionaries and extreme visionaries and what it is like. And I think we thought it was a lot funnier. It still is fun. It still is fun. I think we thought it was funnier. I remember us doing like a Facebook Live about it in early May and, oh, two visionaries. And these are the things that happen because like you said, you come in with an idea, which is both of us, let's do this. And there is not the integrator, which we have now both hired and put in our lives of incredible team members, that there's no one to say, now maybe you should think of this. Or what about this? Or we need to put these details in place before you jump off the cliff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I am grateful that she is there by all means, because I probably would run this place in the ground with my ideas. But that's why I'm so grateful for her.
So. That's awesome. Well, like you said, so many benefits in working together in the, but the challenges, and I love how you framed it of, you know, what's the biggest challenge, but it's also the biggest reward. And that was a great one that you identified. And I think that can be true in whether in extra true because of marriage and business partners, but it can be true in a marriage and it can just be true in a business partnership, whether, you know, you have a great business partnership with someone you're not married to, of everyone growing, of do we both have our own space? That comes a little different when you're in everything together, because that can kind of be, do I have my own, where do I have my own space to just explore and become the person that I need to be? And then where do I have the space in the business to both feel like you're growing the business, but that you're still on a track that you are, that you feel like you're growing as a person and professionally?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. That could be an interesting conversation just as people in our, it always like sparks all these ideas. I'm like, oh, let's think of that. Michelle, it's on your team members. I was like, oh, how do we make sure everyone, you know, how do we make sure everyone on our teams as well feel like that, of how are you, you know, how are we making space for everyone to feel like they're growing? So on that note, we're going to come back and dissect more of your business story and more about Jill's office after our first commercial break.
Creating art from darkness. For over 20 years, Cast Lighting has designed and manufactured the world's most durable, energy efficient, and technically advanced landscape lighting products available at astonishingly affordable prices. Cast offers an all-encompassing line of products with everything you need to get the job done. Cast Landscape, their most durable product, is best-in-class, low-voltage landscape lighting made of solid bronze with integrated and drop-in LED technology. These fixtures are built to endure the most demanding environments. Source Lighting, a new division by Cast, is your source for professional grand landscape lighting made of durable brass, offering both integrated and drop-in LED technology and backed by Cast, the world's most durable outdoor lighting. Cast Lighting gives you innovative, state-of-the-art, old-world craftsmanship with tomorrow's technology. Visit their website at cast-lighting.com today. That's cast-lighting.com.
From the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, no one rocks like Turfs Up Radio. Turfs Up Radio, your industry, your station.
Kress is leading the transition from gas-powered lawn equipment for professional operations with the introduction of the industry's first truly game-changing innovation in battery-powered OPE. With the Kress 8-Minute Cyber System, professional landscapers can now replace their messy gas-powered equipment without sacrificing performance, power, or runtime. The 8-Minute Cyber System allows for Kress-made 60-volt batteries to fully charge in 8 minutes or less, just enough time for a water break. Complemented by a full line of equipment benchmarked against gas-powered products, landscapers can finally take charge of their business and make the switch to battery. For more information, visit Kress.com. Visit Kress.com. Having issues with your maintenance schedule? Want better routing and ability to track your vehicles when they leave the shop? Do you want to reduce your liability exposure with your vehicles that are moving billboards on the road? GPS Fleet Consulting uses cloud-based dash cam monitoring and can easily track your vehicle maintenance using real odometer readings. GPS Fleet Consulting can also assist you with live phone support and email support with guaranteed same-day responses. Yes, same-day responses. Stop wondering where your trucks are and start managing your fleet with GPS Fleet Management Systems. For more information, visit gpsfleetconsulting.com. That's gpsfleetconsulting.com.
And we're back. Okay, so that was a great segment on working with your spouse and some great insight on that. Let's move into a little bit more about Jill's office. I have loved getting to know more about the intricacies of what you guys do and, you know, magic that you can bring to the businesses that you work with. So just tell us a little bit more about Jill's office and the clients that you work with.
Yeah. You know, so Jill's office, you know, we are a, you know, virtual receptionist that is mostly with inside the service industry. So we answer phones, schedule appointments, and make outbound calls and follow calls for a wide variety of businesses in the service industry. You know, we're mostly within the exterior cleaning company, exterior cleaning industry, but, you know, we answer from anything from landscaping to HVAC to plumbing, you know, kind of you name it. It's inside the service industry, we've handled it before, you know, and that's we've been doing it for 8 years, and we're pretty excited about what we've done and what we have coming up here in the next little bit.
Yeah, you guys have some great technology coming up. We'll have to have you back on to talk about that as well. But such a great thing for small business owners. Talked about the service industry space. And, you know, a lot of times people just do not, that's one of the first things that they don't have the capacity for and need help with, is being able to provide that remarkable client experience with a voice on the phone, with someone answering the phone professionally, being able to schedule those appointments. So not only that thing, you know, that they're missing and not getting to, but, you know, so often, even from the beginning, and we talk about this, whether you're the guy on the truck or the guys in the truck, and you, you know, the biggest amount of money left on the table because you are missing the calls that ring.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting. I've talked to, you know, thousands of business owners, and a lot of people, you know, they start a company. And, you know, because they're really good at what they do, you know, you're really good at your trade. But, you know, you don't necessarily, I like to say it like this, like you got a lot of people have telephonophobia, you know, they're afraid of the phone. But at the same time, that's where a lot of business comes from. You know, they want to go out, they want to do their trade. They want to, you know, they want to go and provide for their family. But, you know, there's services like ours that can help you overcome those stresses so that we can help you go and you can do great at your trade and we'll be great at ours.
Oh, I love that. So that's a great second part of that, of not just, as I said, so many people do not put this in place soon enough in their business because they are missing the calls because they are on the truck. They're the one doing the work or doing the sales and the customer or running the business. And this is the first thing that you need to make sure that isn't missed, because in our society today, people do not wait. They don't call and leave you a message, which is why, one of the reasons your service is so incredible. It gives people that opportunity without another full-time person in their office to not miss a phone call. But people no longer leave messages. They don't leave you a message and call you back. If you don't have somebody answering that phone and scheduling the appointment, they are calling the next person. Go ahead.
Oh, I just say it's so true. It's that, you know, people call around, or at the same time, I think there's two sides to it. There's people that, you know, they know they want to call around. We live in the world of instant right now, mm-hmm. but we also live in a world that they're just going to call around. And half the time they think that we're the answering machine because they just expect you not to answer, you know? So, mm-hmm. you know, changing the mentality that, oh, wow. You know, we actually get a lot of jobs because we're the first to answer for your company because they've called around and gotten so many voicemails, you know? So yeah. Two different sides to it.
So such a great point of service that you can have somebody answering the phone so that your clients, when they call, are whether they're calling around or just calling for you, are actually getting someone, a voice representing your company. And then the other side of it, I like that I didn't know in the beginning that you did, was those proactive calls and outbound calls. And so important, like you said, as a business owner, people start a business because they like doing what they're good at, and then they kind of ignore the parts that they aren't. Phonophobia. That is true. I hadn't heard somebody say that, but that's true. A lot of people are scared of the phone. So just another reminder in doing what it is that you're good at and letting somebody else letting you guys take care of what you're good at.
Exactly. Yeah. As a business owner, I think especially as you want to scale your business, unless you want to be my brother, he's a great business owner. He does concrete for a living. He has two guys. He will never grow his business past then. You know, we used to answer his phones and now he's just like, I don't want to grow my business. You know, I just want to be this. And I only do referral work. And I'm like, okay, but at the same time, if you're planning on scaling and doing those things, you're going to have to learn to delegate. It's important to, learn how to delegate some of these small tasks early on and learn how to actually scale and do those things. And, that's why there's, great companies out there like us or like yours that can do these things.
And I didn't ask you about this to begin with, or when we were in conversation before, but people can do, you have a variety of things to serve all kinds of businesses, right? If people just need help in certain, certain hours that they're lacking, or a full-time mm-hmm. person, that there's like different things that can accommodate all sizes of home service business.
Yeah. And a lot of times for some companies that have the admins, like we're just taking calls, from 6 p.m. to, 8 a.m. when they're not there, and on the weekends, so at least, things are happening where that backup, 24/7, almost 365, we are closed on Christmas and Thanksgiving because I try to be, a nice business owner. So,
So I knew about some after hour, but do people, what are all the hours that you cover that you can have?
So we're 24/7. Yeah. So we're 24/7. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So people really could, I bet people are shocked in a lot of industries if they call and someone, like you said, that they think they're getting the answering machine and somebody answers the phone.
Yeah. You know, what's crazy is when we started going 24/7, we thought most of the companies we'd answer for is just your emergency type businesses, roofing, electrical, plumbing, HVAC. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many calls we get for other businesses. I want my windows clean, but you're calling at 3 a.m., and it's just like, who's calling at 3 a.m.? But it's the people, we live in a world where it's open 24/7. You're going to work, you're getting off at 2 a.m. and you're like, I'll call and leave a message because I got to get this off my checklist. It's amazing how many of those calls we get during the middle of the night.
Oh my, I bet those recordings are entertaining. somebody that's calling at 3 a.m. to try and leave a message, like cross things off their to-do list, make themselves feel productive, thinking they'll get a call back the next day from the window washing company and somebody's actually answering the phone.
Yeah, it's pretty, it is pretty entertaining.
I bet those people get a good review. Gave a good review. Yeah.
That's right.
What is talking about business ownership? I love there was a question coming of that, but I love the types of businesses that we own. I mean, I love all types of business ownership in the different businesses that I've owned, but I most love, and you get the opportunity to do that too, to not only be a business owner, but have a business that helps other business owners. That, you know, not just like in a coaching consulting role, but literally have a business that is, and all businesses are great that are providing products and things to businesses, but that your whole foundation is to help other businesses succeed, do better, provide better customer service, and have a more pleasant experience as a business owner. What's that like?
You know, that's a really great question. Something that I iterate in almost all of my meetings, especially, you know, with our managers that, you know, directly report, you know, work with the Jills. And I am like, you got to pass this on. And then we have a once a year meeting with all of our company that we bring everyone in. We call it JillCon, but, you know, we're here and it's just like, our main message is, do you understand what you're doing on a daily basis? Like, you know, you could, yeah, you're answering calls, you're doing these things, but at the end of the day, like you're providing for a family. Like you're putting food on the table for a small business owner here in the United States. And I think that's so important to understand mm-hmm. that every call is so important because you're providing, you know, you're providing for someone to have the dream of being a business owner. And, you know, we want, like, we talk about that because it's like, if you guys have dreams, we want to support you in your dreams, you know, and we help them. So it's just like, we want to help each other. We're going to help you in your dreams. We're going to help them in their dreams. So, you know, every call, so important, because you're providing for just a family, you know, and it really hits home when you think about it. And in our JillCon, we actually fly in customers to come in and speak to our Jills so that they understand how real it is. You know, that we turn off our phones. We're 24/7, but we turn off our phones for 4 hours because we're flying people in to come and say, this is how you affect people. And it's a great meeting where it's just like, what we do is real. And you know, families are real, people are real. You're not just sitting behind a computer. So, you know, it's really important to, you know, support the small business.
I love how real you make that. Trevor is chiming in saying hello. Thanks for watching, Trevor. That's so powerful that you fly in customers, but that are the clients so that they can see how real it is. But those analogies that you're reinforcing that in your culture all the time of that, you know, each one of your people, it's not just you as a business owner that are doing this or as a business, but each one of your Jills, each one of your team members, that every call makes a difference. Every call makes a difference for that business owner, every client that they serve. And you know, your business is unique and your team members, because they really are representatives of those businesses. They're the face of those businesses. And that part that, like we just said, is the reflection, you know, a big reflection of their client experience, whether it, you know, be that first touch for a business.
And one of the main things that we do to help our Jills with this is when they get hired, we teach them about vision boards, and every Jill has a vision board at their desk so they can like think about dreams and goals and forwardness, because it's like, that's what you're doing on a daily basis for that person. You can think about it for yourself, for this business owner. So it's just like, you're moving forward in life. Everything we're doing, we're taking a step forward, not a step back. You know, and that's, again, back to the culture of what we really try to train here at Jill's office.
I love that. Well, on that note, we're going to take our second commercial break and we'll be back.
Have you considered artificial turf? It's great for areas with high precipitation, which means no mud after a heavy rain and no more mowing wet grass. Today's artificial turf is made using recycled materials and helps to reduce water consumption in areas of drought. Turf Envy's artificial turf is constructed of quality raw materials, safe for pets, humans, and our environment. With decades of experience, our staff can help with support, training, and product education to give you confidence when estimating a project for a potential customer. Learn more at turfnvusa.com today.
You're listening to Turfs Up Radio, the only radio station of its kind dedicated to the green industry. Turfs Up Radio, your industry, your station.
Hey, everybody, Wayne Voles, The Prophet, your host of Prophet Time here on Turfs Up Radio. If you listen to my show, you know I'm all about profit. As an industry, profit is something we fail to meet most of the time. If you're working hard but not seeing the results that you deserve, Profits Unlimited is here to help. We offer processes and systems designed specifically to make your company more successful, more profitable, and certainly more efficient. When you're ready to take your company to the next level, reach out to me at profitsareus.com. That's profits, A-R-E-U-S.com. And don't forget to turn into Profit Time every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m.
Are you a military family with a spouse on deployment away from home? Did you know that nonprofit Project Evergreen has thousands of volunteers across the country ready to help military families with lawn, landscape, and snow removal services? We call it Green Care and Snow Care for troops. If you are a military family and would like to receive this free service, or if you'd like to volunteer to help, visit ProjectEvergreen.org. Project Evergreen, creating a greener, healthier, cooler earth, one yard at a time.
Busy work burning you out? Kick it to the curb and do more of what you love. How? With Landscape Management Network, to spend less time creating estimates, tracking crews, doing job costing, managing invoices and payroll, and more. FYI, the average LMN contractor spends 50% less time doing payroll, increases profits, and lands more jobs. Put an end to burnout. Visit GoLMN.com/TurfsUp. That's GoLMN.com/TurfsUp to get started.
And we're back. Dan Plata checking in, saying hello.
Hey, Dan
took over my show last week. I was on an airplane and it was fun to watch. Dan had some of the people that I'm usually on the panel of his show with. And so not only did I have the FOMO of missing out of my own show, but I thought I was missing out on being on that show too, and all the fun. And my daughter chimed in with some comments, so that was entertaining.
That's awesome.
Like, did you take over? They were talking about football, and I'm not sure how the conversation led to football, but it usually leads to, you know, lots of beer, sports, and hunting. did you take over the show just to talk about football? Evidently, but there can be analogies of business in all of them.
That's true.
Okay, so dive in more into business and courage and all the things. What is, we talked about how awesome it is to be able to be a business owner that is serving other businesses. Other than that, what is one of your favorite parts of being an entrepreneur?
I think some of my favorite parts of being an entrepreneur, is I am able to provide for people. I think that's actually one of my greatest things is, like, you know, I look out and a lot of people have home offices and things like that. We're one of the few now that still have, you know, a big office and have a lot of people work in office. But to come in and meet the employees, to be able to, you know, to see who they are, to see their struggles, to see what they want to go, and being able to support them on their growth is actually one of the things that, as an entrepreneur, that I love. I love to help people. I love to be involved in people's lives, and to provide for them is, you know, it's heavy, but at the same time, it's so rewarding to be able to see people come because, you know, hey, I just needed to get a quick job. I wanted to, you know, Jules Office is hiring. You know, I don't know if I'm gonna work at a call center forever, but it's just like, they've been here for 5-6 years and I see how they progress. And it's just like, I had a dream and that dream became real. And, you know, years later, you know, I'm providing for families. And that's why I want to continue. People ask me, like, do you want to continue to grow? It's like, yes, I do. Cause I want to be able to provide more for families. And that's what me as an entrepreneur, I love to do.
I love that. You can just hear your passion. One, we talked about helping the business owners, but now in the team members too, of that, you know, the real success in your drive and purpose comes from impacting lives, and how you can do that with, you know, each and every team member, and how, you know, their part in your business does that. And so, yeah, you can just tell, you know, your passion shining through about that. And I'm sure you just have an incredible culture because of it, because you know how much you care about the impact that you're making on people.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things that business owners can do, especially when they find the right who's, even if they don't necessarily have the, you know, the degrees or this or that, but they have the passion, they have the culture to be able to move them into things that allow them to be the entrepreneurs in their business, in my business, where, you know, even though I'm the entrepreneur, I can share the vision, but them as the entrepreneur can really grow with inside their own culture in their own department and really make a lot of decisions. Because I let them do that. I let them feel like they have that opportunity to make those decisions, understanding my vision and Autumn's vision and the network of the people, but to be able to, you know, they have their own place to grow inside the business. And it's awesome, you know, because we allow for entrepreneurialism in Jill's office.
Mm. And that's kind of full circle from when we talked about in the beginning of, you know, you and your wife both having your own space to grow, but that you've created a culture of that they all have their own places to grow and succeed. And I love the term for that of, you know, they're running and making decisions and growing in their own roles and place in the business. Well, we've talked a lot about highlights and highlight reels and things we love about running a business. Let's dive as we wrap up here. I don't know how time always goes so fast, but as we wrap up, talking about some of those moments of courage of in your business path, either in the beginning, making that leap, in growth, making the leap, or bouncing back from failures of things that didn't go the way that they have, of some moments of courage in your journey.
Yeah. No, that's a great question. Entrepreneurs are always going to be faced with opportunities where they're going to have courage. When you're stepping in front of employees and, you know, giving them the hope and vision when in your mind, you don't know, might know where that's coming from or where you're going to see that. I think, you know, we always say, you know, hey, we're going to grow our business. And if we grow up past this, all the problems are going to go away, you know, and it's just like, that doesn't happen. It's just like, even though you grow your business, the problems just might have more zeros behind them, you know. At the end of the day, you know, you're still gonna be faced with issues. And I think one of the greatest things that you can do is to have complete faith in your vision and of where you started. You know, why did you start? Your why? Because when you're sitting down, you know, like for example, you know, let's get raw. Jill's office, you know, we're having an issue with inside the company. So we were in meetings this week and I was sitting down and I was hearing, hey, this is a problem, Brent, we got to fix this. And it's like, okay, let's fix it. And it's just like, you know, as an owner, your job is to fix things, you know, and your department heads, you don't necessarily hear about all the great things that are happening in your business because they're great, right? They're working. Your job is to solve those issues. And so it's just like, man, I feel like I got hit. And it's just like, holy crap, this thing sucks. Like, let's just go home and like eat a pint of ice cream and call it good. And then, you know, but at the same time, it's just like, you know what? No, what is my why? How can we solve this? Let's, you know, we're smart. Let's have courage to move forward and let's have faith in your product and in who you are to be able to make those decisions. And, you know, guess what? We had some great problem solving, you know, meetings and some great outcomes, you know, happen from it. And, you know, in the past, you know, week, we've seen some major changes in some of the decisions that we've made. But it's the courage to not be knocked down and stay down. Like, you got to be able to not quit, but to just have that faith to just move that step forward, even when it feel like it's like over and over and over again, because there was a reason why you started a business. Like, believe in that.
Mm. I love that you were vulnerable enough to talk about that of, and that we need to get, it happens over and over as business owners. And I don't think that's always talked about a lot, that strength to get back up, happens over and over and over. And you're right. No matter what the size of the business, it's just more significant. And that there are so many times, and just acknowledging that, of that you do feel like you want to quit, that you want to just go get the ice cream, just crawl it, you know, put the covers over your head and give in, that the problem seems like, why do I have another thing to solve? Why is the weight of all of it on me? It's easy to get yourself in that cycle, especially if it's a big thing that's happening. Or like we said, it happens over and over and over again in business ownership. It's not like, oh, everything's going to go, and I've just had like a couple little setbacks. There are things over and over and over that you have to choose to, like you said, get back up, fight, reconnect yourself to your why. Not why is this happening to me, but why is this important to me? So I hope you said that, because it does.
I call it the Ted Lasso effect. You know, have you seen Ted Lasso?
No.
No, it's on Apple TV. It's a great, okay. It's too hard to give things away, but he's a football coach that, you know, got to have a football analogy somewhere, right? He's a football coach, yes, that gets brought over to England to become a soccer coach who knows nothing about soccer, right? And, you know, it's just like his biggest thing that he preaches, you know, even though there's this is going to be like a million foot view away from what the series is about, but you got to believe, right? You have to believe in yourself. No matter, you might not know the answers, but you believe in yourself, believe in your why. And that can get you through a lot of things.
It can. Believe. Oh, I like that. Now I'm going to have to go check out Ted Lasso. So,
yeah.
Well, as we wrap up the episode, we always have a call to action for our viewers. We all know that growth happens when you step outside your comfort zone, when you have the courage to push past your fears and get uncomfortable. And those who are growing and on that path to success are constantly doing that on purpose. So that's a challenge for the viewers for the week of what's one thing you need to do to get uncomfortable. If you are watching, make sure that you, Jake has, just, I love it, Jake. Thanks for all the awesome comments. But so if you're watching, put it in the comments with us, send me a message, let me know, but we will sign off with Brant and I each sharing one thing that we're going to do this week to get uncomfortable. So I'll turn it over to you first.
Yeah. So I think the greatest thing, especially as we've talked through these things, and, you know, especially when we're talking about growth and different things, like, I think one of the greatest things that you can do is basically delegate. Like, you can only go so far as a human, as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the greatest things that you can do is let go. And it's the scariest thing that you can do is let go, but it's the most rewarding thing that you can do is let go. And what I mean, let go is find the right people to be around you, find the right businesses or the right companies that are your people to support your business, and to let go. If you want to grow, if you want to be who you really want to be and the business that you wanted it to be, let go, so that you can be the visionary, that you can grow your business. And this is not even saying like, hey, I have this, you know, one guy in a truck, but it's just like, you hired someone to come in and you're going to teach them, like, could they start a crew? Could you be like, no, you have to do like this, 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 but could you have ultimate faith that they've learned from you to be able to start their own crew? Can you let go? You know, growth and opportunity is all around us. We just have to be able to accept it and, you know, delegate and let go.
I love that version of let go. And you're right, because we have a tendency to grip so tightly to things that we need to control and to let go of that control. And delegation requires us letting go of that control. So mine's going to be similar in that my word is letting go. It is amazing as entrepreneurs and in our journey that we have lessons that we know and do so well at, and so well at that we teach others, right? So I talk about all the time, like letting go of worry and putting systems and rituals into your life to support yourself and to not have the worry and to surround yourself with a tribe that We just talked about this in another conversation today, to surround yourself with the tribe, really protect yourself so that you're having what if conversations that elevate yourself and not what if conversations with people that cause worry. And sure enough, as I have had a lot going on in my life and crazy transition, I somehow got out of those systems and really have let, this is vulnerable, but because I didn't do that, like everything I talk about and teach, I wasn't doing, and really let worry get into my life without thinking about that I was worrying. I just had a lot of anxiety about a lot of things. And, you know, that anxiety was manifesting itself in not good ways. And so I am getting uncomfortable this week, talking about it, intentionally letting go. So that was uncomfortable. I just said I haven't been practicing what I talk about all the time, and like let the anxiety take over, probably for the first time. So I am putting those systems back in place, and not just letting go with delegation, but letting go of worry.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So Brant, thank you so much for being on with us today. So many great comments already. You provided such great value to the audience and to me, and new perspectives. And it's just always fun hanging out with you. If you guys want to learn more about Jill's office, we will put it in the show notes, or where can they find you online?
www.jillsoffice.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Brant. Thank you, viewers, whether you're listening live on Turfs Up Radio, here with us on Facebook, or by recording. Keep joining us each week at 1 p.m. Eastern, and download and subscribe the podcast. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.